Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, members of the council. Welcome to this evening's meeting of the South Eastern Area Planning Committee. Agenda item 1, Chairman's notices. Number 2, the sound recording of the meeting. Please note that the council will be recording any part of this meeting held in open session for subsequent publication on the council's website. Members of the public attending the meeting with a view to speaking are deemed to be giving permission to be included in the recording. The second one is fire. In the event of a fire, officers will notify those present. Please use the fire exits marked with the green running man. That's the one at the back of the room and out the door. The fire assembly point is Barclays Bank car park. Please gather there and await further instruction. Agenda item 2, apologies for absence.
We've received apologies from Councillors Bassinger and Channer.
Thank you very much. Agenda item 3, minutes of the last meeting. Found on pages 7 to 20.
Agreed.
No questions?
No.
Agenda item 4, disclosure of interest. To disclose the existence and nature of any disclosable pecuniary interests, other pecuniary interests or non-pecuniary interests relating to items of business on the agenda having regard to paragraphs 6 to 8 inclusive of the Code of Conduct for members. And members are reminded that they are also required to disclose any such interests as soon as they become aware should the need arise throughout the meeting. Any members? Councillor Fluker?
Chairman, in the interest of openness and transparency, and Chairman, I did check after
quite a legitimate
it's quite
declaration.
A legitimate thing to say. So in the interest of openness and transparency, Chairman, agenda 5, I know the agent, and I think you might as well.
I know the agent on that, openness and transparency and all that. And I also know the applicant at 6, but I don't believe it's an interest in any of them. So nobody else? Okay, in case we'll move on. Agenda item 5, land north of Charwood at Stony Hills, a new single-storey dwelling. It's here as a member call-in by Councillor Schemes and a departure from the local plan. Recommendation is to approve.
Plan permission is sought for the construction of a single-storey dwelling to the north of Charwood with associated amenity space and car park. So this is the location plan, showing location site for the road. This is the block plan. The site is in red. Proposed floor plans. These are proposed elevations. And this is the street scene. These are photos from the site. You can see how it is now. Whilst it is noted Stony Hills is outside the settlement boundary, attention should be drawn to the numerous appeals that have been lodged in recent years for new dwellings within Stony Hills, which has subsequently been approved by the Planning Inspectorate. As it is considered to be a sustainable location. Recent applications within Stony Hills have also been approved by the Council.
Thank you very much. We have one speaker on this application, and that's the applicant's agent, Andrew Cousin. Mr. Cousin, you know the rules. You've got 2 minutes. Just step forward to the table. You've got 2 minutes from the time you start speaking.
Thank you, Chairman and members. I represent the applicant, Doris Gray, in this proposal, application. The proposal is for a very modest bungalow, which sits quite well within the plot. It is a genuine infill development and not a backland development, as has been suggested by some objectors. It does actually benefit from the road frontage members. The proposal provides the required policy compliant amenity and parking spaces, and more importantly, a much sought after two bedroom bungalow which satisfies the council's vision for a provision of a larger proportion of smaller to larger dwellings. Whilst I note there are town council and local community objections to the proposal, these have been adequately assessed and professionally dealt with within the officer's report. Objections on the basis of character and road access have previously been fully tested at appeal and have been judged not to be reasons for refusal. As the officer mentioned earlier, in fact, a large number of permissions on Stony Hills were granted with cost to the applicants. Chairman, this proposal is nothing like the scale of proposals previously granted approval by this committee and, in fact, the planning inspectorate, but rather a modest bungalow and subservient to the host dwelling. I therefore commend your officer recommendation of approval to the committee and respectfully urge members to grant planning permission.
Thank you very much. Board members? Further members?
Well, I think it's the same record, I'm afraid, Chairman. And before Councillor Fluker just say with a heavy heart, which he always says on the Stony Hills
application.
I find it really interesting that it's a two-bedroom, modest two-bedroom bungalow, not infill, which is what the representative said. But the thing is, Chairman, this is one of, is this one of five? Has there only been five granted around this area? Six or more? And this is just one that's actually going to be put in to squadge it in? I can't remember. Please forgive me. There's so many developments. I have got a list here on Stony Hills. And I understand what the officer said about it being in a sustainable location, etc. All this development at Stony Hills, and I know you're going to say, Mr. Lee, it's irrelevant, it's not a planning reason. There's a massive number of houses there, and not one penny has come to the town for infrastructure contributions. Now, we have got to accommodate all this within our own infrastructures within the town, and Essex County Council, schools, highways, etc. I won't go on too long, because it is the same old record, but I know I should, but I cannot bring myself to support it, members. And the Mayor of Burnham, there's just far too much development going on in Stony Hills.
Any other members? Yes, Councillor Skeynes.
Well, I don't want to, again, go on too long or echo too much of what Councillor Stamp has said, but it's obvious to anybody going up there that this place is overdeveloped, the access is inadequate, the potential for the disaster as a result of that access is considerable, and we continue to develop there. There are issues about ecology which are addressed here, but not to my satisfaction. There was also a question mark over ownership and rights to build on that land, which I don't feel are fully addressed. So I, in short, am utterly opposed to this. We'll always be opposed to development of Stony Hills. It's gone far too far, and we must find a way of stopping it.
I mean, all I can say to you at the moment is that if you are contemplating refusal, you have got to think of an absolutely excellent reason that this committee has never thought of before, because at the moment, every time we have one of these that we refuse go to appeal, we end up losing it, and it costs this council a considerable amount of money. It's no good doing that if there's no good reason for it.
I believe there was a recent case at Stony Hills where we didn't get cost awarded against
us. Not quite the point. It still costs an awful lot of money in officer time.
Well, I can only repeat the reasons we've always given. I cannot give you another reason, now, which I won't. The simple fact of the matter is that everybody knows that's overdeveloped and that there is a serious problem here. And I, as a local councillor especially, cannot possibly support it.
Any other Burnham members? Councillor Tull?
No, you're the board
member. Yes, carry on.
Well, I went down there today and I understand the council's situation. We lost, 30,000 for the last time. Is that right?
I don't know. Mr. Lee might tell us that.
So I know we can't afford to do that. And it's the cars, it's dangerous, and I can't think of any other way. The only other thing, because all the entrances, people have put bollards, so you've got no passing spaces along there. So I don't know if any way you could make some kind of, so that people could pass with the cars. But on that bend coming in, I nearly had an accident there the other day. It was except I had to put my brake on and all everything on the front seat went off. I mean, it's just the road is just really dangerous.
Chairman, can I just come back before Councillor Fluker comes in? We as the ward members also get updates all the time. And the other day, I think it was sent to enforcement, but I won't say exactly what's going on. But the developers, if it can be conditioned, obviously if it's going to be approved, can we have some strict conditions that they don't dump their mud and their building materials on a narrow road like that, so residents can't get in and out? Because we as the ward members have to deal with that. And I know it's difficult maybe to condition, but it does... Could we actually do something like that, Chairman? Because it is getting out of hand there. I know that, you know, we should, you know, in theory, approve this. But we are really going to have to start and put conditions on here, because it is affecting the residents. There's so much development going on up there. The land is being moved around, yeah, and it's not being put back because there is no enforcement. You haven't got the staff at Maldon. It's not being checked.
There's not, to my knowledge, we haven't had any construction method management plan conditions on previous sites. So it's not a case of fault but not checking. There's no breach of planning control. If there is none, there's no way for us to manage that. So that's obviously materially different. If members consider that that is necessary on this application, obviously, if that is granted, that could be imposed if members wish. But there's a big difference between previous ones where we've not had that, so there is no breach of planning control. Chair.
Councillor Bell.
It's just on enforcement, really. And I know that this is conditioned that footpath number 5 remain unobstructed. Footpath number 5 is currently and has been for years obstructed by asbestos and other building debris that has been left there by Think Green Energy. We have been trying for years to get enforcement on this, and we failed.
Firstly, you know, this application has to be assessed on its own area. Obviously, as I said earlier, it's only if there's a conditioning cover. So we've suggested on this one, but on my knowledge of the cuff, I don't know if we've even imposed that on any previous one. So if there's no condition to require that, there's no enforcement to be taken as separate matters. So that's, I know it probably sounds problematic, and you might even try to argue we're closed. Shutting the barn door after the horse has bolted. There is a condition on this, and that relates to this development. Any application and issues relating to other developments aren't for consideration of this, and we can't take that into account, especially if there is no conditions, there is no breach of planning control. Planning, to a certain extent, does learn by hindsight rather than foresight. But if members want, we can, in relation to the construction management plan, we can impose that if members wish.
Councillor Fluker, then Councillor Boyce.
Yeah, thank you, Chairman. I mean, first of all, I think quite a serious allegation has been made about the footpath. I mean, one presumes the footpath is owned by Essex County Council, and if somebody's dumped some asbestos on, that's really just, could we just pop up a site plan, just identify this? I mean, I know this is nothing to do with this planning application, so is it one of those footpaths there?
It's very difficult to determine from where that map is coming.
Sorry, for you, Chairman. I think if I remember correctly, there's a footpath along, would be down here below, adjacent to the access way.
Well, Chairman, I don't want to dwell on it too long.
It's outside the planning application side.
Okay, but I think the point that's been raised is an important one, because I think we need to A, make sure that this is on the enforcement list, and B, perhaps the lead officer on enforcement could come back to the Burnham members and just then while they've raised it, and just let them know what's actually happening.
So, I don't think it's a planning breach.
It's not.
Sounds more like environmental health.
Yeah, environmental health or highways, potentially. If it's a footpath under highways, it would be an Essex County Council matter.
Lovely. So, I'm sure then, Mr. Lee... I'm sure that you might be able to speak to our own environmental health team and perhaps try and follow it up with Essex County Council if nothing's been done. Anyway, which brings me nicely back to not mentioning the words heavy heart. But... I know this grates enormously, the Burnham Town Council, but I sat in here many years ago when we lost the first appeal, and it went on and it went on and it went on, and I did suggest maybe when you got your neighbourhood planning in place that you actually got some kind, I don't know if it would be a DPD or an SPD or a BPD or whatever, you know, to try and work out what you want to do with savings, because I remember sitting there one day and saying, look, this is going to turn into Danbury Woods, and it has very much. You know, you've got £1 million houses up there, you've got everything else. So I think there's a couple of things there. I mean, I've gone all the way through this report. I cannot find a reason to refuse it based on the officer's report. And that's it, Chairman. I would propose that in line with the officer's recommendation, that we approve this.
Duly seconded. Councillor Boyce, you want to speak?
Thank you, Chairman. I can remember refusing applications down at Stony Hills and heartened to do so and almost encouraged to do so by the planning director at that time, I can't remember which one, who said, yes, it would be appropriate to say we draw the line now at further development down here after we'd lost appeals, I think, which Councillor Fluker has referred to. But we are, we have had our fingers burnt, and we should learn from these decisions that we make with a good heart. Not a heavy heart, but we make them with a good heart. And I can understand the Burnham members and the frustration, and the previous Burnham members for the frustration of Stone Hills, because it has become like Topsy, and it's just grown and grown. And unfortunately, the national planning policies are against us. Now, I don't suppose it's any encouragement to Councillor Stamp when she says that the town council will get nothing from it, but they will get the council tax from it, and I don't know about new homes bonus. So there might be something in it for the Burnham Town Council. So I've seconded it jointly with Councillor Helen.
Right. Anybody else wish to speak? Councillor Farrell?
The schools, because the Ormiston River School is completely full of the flooding at the moment. 90% of ground at the moment, Chair. And this.
Through you, Chairman. Obviously, this is an application for one dwelling. A reason for refusal has to show demonstrable harm to such a degree to warrant a reason for refusal. To steal Councillor Fluker's phrase, to a certain extent, I think officers recommend approval with these with a heavy heart. You know, we have recommended a lot of refusals historically. We've learned from appeals. We've learned from Cospin all the appeal. We've even had some pretty horrible, for want of a better phrase, schemes allowed here against where officers recommend refusal even more recently, which are very urban in nature, which, I'll be honest, I was surprised we lost them at appeal, but we even lost them. One two-bedroom dwelling, the percentage that Essex Education would say would create is not even one person, you know, it's point something. A number of that is not going to be a reason for refusal, otherwise we would not allow basically any more houses across the district. That we couldn't support that appeal. It wouldn't be to such a big degree that it would guarantee. That wouldn't be a reason for refusal on its own. I totally sympathise with Councillor Stamp's statement in relation to Burnham Town Council and the lack of resources. Obviously, we haven't got a seal. Hopefully that's something as a council we'll move forward with. And then obviously every dwelling brings in a financial contribution. If you've got an neighbourhood plan, the parish council then gets 25% of that, so obviously.
That's why we did it.
Yeah. Well, so hopefully moving forward things will change, but you know, the fact that schemes have historically been granted planning permission and not supported financially is not a reason for refusal.
Chairman, can you put a question?
Yeah, so any other members who wish to speak? Anything new? If not, we have a proposal to echo the officer's recommendation to approve, proposed by Councillor Fluker, duly seconded by Councillor Boyce. Those in favour of that,
just
please
one
show.
Moment, Chairman, conditions. Yes. We did say we were going to condition, put an extra condition in number 6, and I did want to come back and speak to it, so apologies for asking
you've got a question.
Yeah, I know, just apologise.
So along with that extra command.
Yeah, I think this was one about it's the parking of vehicles are site opportunities and visitors. I think it should be said that they've got to park on their own site because it's going to be a nightmare looking at that. And I think it covers wheel washing, which I think addresses some of the issues, but I'm not sure if Councillor Stamp mentioned something else. But I think, to be honest with you, it's not often we see that CMS in there. So I think this is a good thing to have, and I think it covers medicine. So subject to that, Chairman, yes, I've got to put a question.
Subject to that?
Wasn't it a construction method?
It was
a construction
method. Yes, CMS, it's in number six.
Yeah. Okay. Right, those in favour of approval, please show. For those against, two. In that case, it is approved. Thank you very much, members. Move on to agenda item six, Lantree Cottage, 30 North Street, Tillingham. It's an S73A application for single storey extension to allow for ground floor bedrooms and new parking arrangements. It's before us as a member call in by myself, where there's a recommendation to refuse.
Retrospective planning permission is sought for the construction of a single storey rear extension with a new highway access into North Street and car parking arrangements to the south dwelling. This location plan, block plan. This plan shows the proposed parking arrangements and the roof arrangement of the extension. These are the existing floor plans. Proposed floor plans, the existing elevations, proposed elevations, and these are side photos. This is a resubmission with minor amendments to the roof line. The Council Conservation Officer has objected to the development as it is considered the proposal does not overcome the previous concerns raised relating to the prominent and overgrown width of the development, roof pitch, and ridge height. The application is recommended for refusal.
Thank you. We have one speaker on this application, and that's the applicant, Tracy Silcock. Ms. Silcock, if you'd like to step forward to the table, you've got 2 minutes from the time you start speaking.
Okay, well, I did send out an email today, so I'm hoping everybody saw that. I'd just like to say this was done with the knowledge of Melbourne District Council. At no point did we put anything in the ground, build anything, without their knowledge. We had building regs come out. They passed everything that was done. The only time I was notified that I'd done something wrong was when I got noticed to say that I'd done something wrong. At no point did any of the planning officers or anything say that I had done anything that I shouldn't have done. Also, the reason why I'm building this is not purely for a financial gain. I'm not in any way doing that. I've actually had a major injury to my knees. I need to live on ground floor. I have letters from my specialist saying that I now need to live on the ground floor. At the moment, I'm sleeping in my living room because I can't go up down the stairs. The last time I went up down the stairs in March, I actually broke my ankle in two places and ripped my ligaments off. So this is the reason why I have put this forward. I know that the conservation is saying that it's not within keeping. I've actually put on my email that there is actually four houses directly around me that have got exactly the same roof that I've put on, and that I'm going to slightly change the cat lid. My house has got that, next door has got that, the house opposite me has got it, and about four doors up has also got it. It's not on the main road, it's back a bit, so unless you're actually walking past looking at it, you won't notice it from the street view. So hopefully there's been a miscommunication between me and the Melbourne Council. I actually asked them to come out. Somebody did come out. I thought I'd done the right thing, so I now leave it in the hands of yourselves. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, members, the reason that I called this to committee was to be honest, I don't fully understand the reasons for refusal in the past, and I don't understand the reasons for refusal in the application at this stage. The top right picture, the extension you can see from the main road is behind the car, and that is all there is to it from the front. You can't see anything else. It isn't a major impact on public view. At the rear of that site, there is planning consent, live planning consent, to build about 20 houses. It's not development into the open countryside. The second reason for refusal here is highway reasons. Well, the Highways Authority have actually said they don't have any objection to it, subject to conditions. I've got certain concerns over one or two of their conditions, but I don't see, we're always told we can't go against what County Highways recommend. They said no problems. I don't see why we can now produce a problem. And as I said before, I don't have any concerns with the design scale and bulk of the application. So I'm quite happy for this application to be approved.
I'll second that, Mr. Chairman.
I wasn't proposing, but I'll make it a proposal and then it can be that such. Councillor Fluker.
Thank you, Chairman. Just a bit of housekeeping. 7.1, and I think, Chairman, as the chairman of the village council, you'll notice that it's referred to as the parish council. And I know they spent a lot of time getting that. and it's good to see they supported it as well. I mean, isn't that quite a large extension? But I just wondered, can the officers bear in mind there's no objections being raised from anybody apart from our own conservation officer? Can the officers confirm that this planning application has been properly advertised to the neighbours? Mm. And for the benefit of the tape, is that yes? Can I say you're nodding your head in a yes type position? So the neighbours, right, so the neighbours have been informed and there's no objection to the neighbours, the parish council, of course, there's very little risk is seen from the road. My only concern is, Mr. Lee, I'm not sure whispering. I don't know when those photographs were taken, but obviously we don't want it left as. I mean, I know that's not grey render, that's probably Sellotex or something I'm looking at. And not just the pretty face. And so what's the finishes likely to be on the map?
It's going to be white.
So, Chairman, I think there's a proposal. Chairman. So, I'd like to second that proposal because I believe it is.
I think it's been tripled.
It's already done already.
I'm going to vote in favour of that proposal for the simple reason that I believe that it does accord with policies D1, D3. And H4. And it's quite interesting that you're only taking a precautionary stance in relation to policy and D1 and T2. I think you've been overcautious, so Chairman, I've set accord with those and I'm happy to support these proposals in the seconds and comments.
Any other members? I mean, I was a little bit, I'm not quite sure why it says a 525, the application lies outside of any defined development boundary, because it doesn't. But the only other thing I think was the conditions. Under 544, Highways Authority did come up with a list of conditions, but to be honest, I do get the impression reading it that they think it's going to be a major access to the 20 house development at the back, and I think probably points 1, 5, 6 and 7 are probably fair. As the officers have actually suggested here, I think 2 and 4 anyway are probably very unfair. And probably 3 fits in fairly well.
Point 4 actually, I think, it's quite basic standard one in relation to highway safety about visibility displays, which we would look at any application that has. That's to me, the council is concerned that. Taking back to your comment in relation to the Highway Authority, it's us for the decision maker to decide whether or not we can impose a condition. The Highway Authority suggested a condition in relation to visibility, and some of the officers' report explains there's concerns that actually that visibility display can't be met, and that's why that condition or that concern and reasonable refusal was imposed. But I would suggest that members did still look to provide that condition in relation to visibility space. It's a very basic and standard condition on relation to access.
Okay, Chairman, is it a condition that can be met on site? Because it looks pretty tight there.
So, Chairman, that's the concern the officers had, and that's why there's a reason for refusal suggested in relation to that.
I don't think we have a photograph of the access, do we? Of the proposed access. We have a drawing on it, nothing.
They consider they can, but I think I know we've worked. But if members of, you know, I would, as always, I would suggest that if planning permission is granted, imposition of conditions suggested by statutory consultees are delegated to officers to make sure that they can be met and meet the 6 days, because it's our job as decision makers to make that decision. They may recommend it, but it doesn't mean that we should automatically impose them.
Just onto reasonable conditions and materials, then I'm happy. Any other members?
Yeah.
Okay, so those in favour, please show.
Point, and also in relation to conditions, obviously the conservation officer objected, so I'd like to go back to him to get any conditions that he considers necessary.
Yeah.
Obviously, he hasn't suggested them because he objected, we obviously normally.
Okay. Those in favour, please show. Any against? In that case, it's approved. Agenda item 7, any other items of business the chairman of the committee decides are urgent? I have none, but I would point out reports for noting under that. There are, can be found on the iDrive, for members' information, other area planning and related members' appeals lodged and appeal decisions. In that case, some kind of a record, I close the meeting at 8:01.